The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Quality Roofing Solutions.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg. In the studio with me for this half hour is Ben Murphy from Quality Roofing Solutions. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks, PJ.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm well. It's a beautiful day. Well, maybe not literally a beautiful day,
somewhat.
But it's always a good day for roofing. I know our team is hard at it, and our repair team is definitely staying busy with all this rain that we've been having lately.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to talk about the rain, but before we do, tell us a little bit about Quality Roofing.
Yeah, absolutely. We're, you know, glad to be back in the studio once again this week. But for those who may not know about Quality Roofing Solutions, we are a locally owned and operated roofing contractor who's been serving Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Walton County for 20 years now. We're actually celebrating our 20th year in business this year, so it's a pretty exciting milestone for us. But more importantly, we're thankful to be a part of this community, happy to be here on the expert panel. Of course, if our listeners have any questions about their roof or maybe aren't sure what's going on up there, happy to answer any questions. But, you know, like you're saying, PJ, the rain has also been we've had a wet June.
Yes, we have.
We really have.
Yeah, so real quick, 437-1620, if you have any questions for Ben, he's happy to answer those questions. So we have really had a wet June here in the Gulf Coast. What should homeowners be paying attention to?
That's a great question, PJ. And, you know, of course, making sure that you're keeping your roof free of any debris that is branches, leaves, pine needles. I live under a lot of pine trees, and then those pile up. But really making sure that none of that stuff is piling up and not only stopping water from flowing off your roof, but it can also capture that moisture and ultimately start to create some soft spots. Additionally, if you're seeing, I'm using my air quotes for our listeners, but if you're seeing sand in your gutters or in your downspouts, that's not sand. That's probably the granules from your shingles that is starting to wear away. So, you know, things like that are what you want to be looking for, as well as nail pops. We see those a lot. And what those are is the nails starting to back out of that plywood decking underneath the shingles, and it's actually popped up the shingle a little bit. So these are all things that, especially during the summer and when we've had a lot of rain, they can really start to present a lot of issues. And we just want to make sure our listeners, our homeowners are proactive in staying ahead of any storms and any potential issues that those could bring.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some signs of that people tend to brush off when they're thinking about their roof after a raining stretch, but really they should be taking it a little bit more seriously?
Well, you know, I think, again, making sure that you're doing at least a visual inspection of your roof and having somebody come out and take a look at it. In the marketing side, that's the department that I work in, and we've been using the line, don't let a storm name your next decision. And in the sense of, once you have a storm in the Gulf, a named storm especially, that's not the time you want to figure out that you've got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And again, being proactive, also with a lot of this rain that we've had, not just a single rainstorm, but multiple days of pretty heavy rain, people might start seeing that dreaded wet spot on the ceiling, right? That rain has leaked through the ceiling or leaked through the shingle or maybe a pipe boot or wherever that penetration is, has gone through that plywood decking, has dripped down the attic, dripped in the insulation. Like, that's taking a lot of water and a lot of time. And so those may be something else that a homeowner can be on the lookout for, especially areas around your bathrooms and kitchens, again, where they have that pipe, the exhaust pipe. That's a pretty prone area for failure. Even if the roof is still good, it's typically got kind of like a rubber boot right there at the base, and we know anything here in Florida, it just bakes in the sun. So we've had a lot of calls about that, which it's a really easy fix. It's not a whole roof replacement if that's just the issue.
Yeah.
But it can also cause a lot of big problems if it is as a prolonged issue.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I know the last, I think it was Thursday, we had some pretty serious rain and downpours.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you probably heard from a lot of homeowners, a lot of businesses with those kind of roof drip situations.
Yeah, that's right, PJ. We've really been really busy with not only the repair team. Again, a shout out to those guys. Even on the rainy days like this, that's actually when they're truly rocking and rolling because they can really identify where problem spots are. But also, you know, we've got a fully built out gutter division, and those guys have been rocking and rolling, making sure homeowners are getting that water off the roof and away from the house, mm-hmm. not coming down and landing on the foundation. So, absolutely, we've been really thankful for a busy summer so far, but, again, for our listeners out there, we would love the opportunity to help you out in any way we can. We're happy to tell you if your roof still has plenty of life in it and there's nothing going wrong. But we're also going to be the expert and give you the trusted advice you need to make the best decision for you and your family. And
absolutely.
Your
How do they get a hold of you?
Great question. You get in touch with our team. We've got a great set of agents, a customer service team that is happy to answer any questions. 850-788-7691 or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. We've got a lot of great resources on there. We actually have an instant quote tool, which is pretty cool. You can type in your address and it'll give you a ballpark of, you know, what you might be looking at for a roof replacement cost. So mm-hmm. if you're maybe even just doing a little bit of homework and want to do some research and see what that may be, that's a great place to start. But again, we've got a great team of experts who are already available by the phone and happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay. Ben Murphy's our guest from Quality Roofing Solutions, 437-1620, if you have any questions. We do have a question for you on the text line. They say, I am on the beach with a post-Ivan roof. Neighbors are telling me that their insurance company is forcing them to buy a new roof on short notice. Do you have an inspection team to review the existing roof and make a recommendation?
Absolutely. We can certainly help you out. That's a great question. And our team can help you out and do an insurance inspection. So what that is we'll come out and do a documented inspection with photos and create a report for you. And if there's life left within that roof, we can provide that document for you to provide to your insurance company saying, hey, this roof has at least 5 or more years left in it. Conversely, if that roof is at its point, you may very well be getting that dreaded letter. We've had a lot of homeowners get it. Hey, replace your roof or we're raising your rates way, way high or we're dropping you altogether. So, mm-hmm. We understand sometimes that homeowners kind of may have their back against the wall. And even in those instances of tight timelines, our team is able to, you know, help out with roof replacements or of course, helping out getting the inspection ahead of time to give them that peace of mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So this time of year, we do hear people say, I'm just going to wait for the storm and we'll let insurance take care of things.
Yeah, that's right.
So how should they be thinking about that, really?
Well, you know, I mean, of course, insurance is there for exactly that, in the sense of if something catastrophic happens, it is there to go ahead and help replace that. And the thing that I want to make sure our listeners are keeping in mind is that there may be other factors that you may not think of until you're in that situation, in that a storm comes through, you know, it affects the greater Gulf Coast, you and your closest 1,000 to 10,000 neighbors may be needing a new roof. What that does for supply in terms of materials availability, that you start to really come into a lot of issues, especially if there's infrastructure issues and not a lot of ability to get supplies here in the area. The trusted contractors that in a non-storm time you would want working on your roof are so far booked out that, you know, mm-hmm. you're kind of, again, have your back against the wall and maybe working with a contractor who's coming in out of town and is more of a fly-by-night. And, you know, even in 2026, we're getting calls from homeowners about Sally roofs. And that was 2020, PJ.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's
6 years later.
Yeah. And they're trying to track down the contractor that installed it, but, you know, it was an out-of-state contractor, that contractor's got out of business, or there's a permit pull, you know, just all these things that in the moment it will already be adding additional frustrations, but then down the road, it's going to create so many potential headaches.
Mm-hmm. We do have another question for you. What is the average lifespan of a metal roof in Pensacola Beach for both insurance purposes and replacement?
Great question. Of course, there's a couple of different styles of metal roof. So there's a most often standing seam or an exposed fastener. The exposed fasteners typically have a little bit less of a lifespan in that those exposed fasteners, they actually can only, it's essentially exposed screw. Those start to wear away after a certain amount of time, and they can only be rescrewed two times. So on average, you see about 20, 25 years. And then standing seam, you can see, again, 20, 20, 25, up to 30. Now, that would be a projected material lifespan. Each insurance carrier, each insurance company is going to have different criteria on what they consider a roof that they want to have or what they will deem as insurable risk. You know, mm-hmm. And sometimes we've even seen recently with real estate transactions. Now, this isn't on the beach, so, you know, this would be like an in-town residential home. But we've seen instances where during a real estate transaction, the roof is maybe just over 10 years old, but the insurance company of the buyer's insurance company, they're requiring them to put on a new roof.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there's still material lifespan, like that roof actually still has some life in it, the insurance company just doesn't want to take the risk,
right,
of having a roof that's over 10 years old. So, that 12 to 15 years is where we really start to see a lot of asphalt shingle homeowners getting that letter. But, I mean, if you're still a post-Ivan roof and you haven't gotten that letter, I would certainly be anticipating on replacing that roof soon just to be proactive on it. And additionally, the insurance discount that you may get on that new roof installation could potentially offset quite a bit of those savings. And I understand that there may be insurance or not insurance on a beach front home. So that's certainly consideration. But again, our team would be happy to help you out in any way we can. Take a look at that roof. We've done a lot of work out on Pensacola Beach. Get in touch with us at 850-788-7691 or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. We'd love to set up a time with you to come take a look and let you know what's going on and, you know, give you the best next steps.
Yeah. I'm having flashbacks to when we bought our home in Florida and we had some issues with the roof moving down and the insurance company, and it was a big mess. So take care of the roof. That's all I got to say. All right.
I will say, you know, to that, exactly that, PJ, you know, I'm sorry that you had frustrations and things like that. I'm so thankful to have the opportunity to work at Quality and learn these insights. We work on dozens of roofs every day, so we get to just learn these things that homeowners might not know. I mean, most homeowners are replacing the roof once, twice in a lifetime, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not kind of like riding a bike. It's things change, and just making sure that you're working with a reputable contractor that you can trust, that is there to answer any questions and really give you honest advice, not just there to make a sale.
Yeah, absolutely. So we talked a little bit about Tropical Storm Arthur kind of moving through the area and dumping a lot of rain on us, and that's only going to continue. So what should homeowners be doing right now?
You know, again, making sure that you're doing what you can to keep your property and your roof clean, whether that's branches, debris, making sure that you don't have any tree limbs rubbing against the roof. We see that a lot, especially. I mean, I was looking out the window last night, and like the trees were moving. Like there's some really strong wind gusts coming through, and you know, think if you've got a big old branch that is maybe a foot away from your roof line, but then when that wind starts blowing, it's coming down and it's beating on the edge of your roof, right? Like it's kind of like somebody taking a baseball bat and just kind of swinging on the roof line. So, you know, just making sure that you got trees cleaned up, things like that. And again, making sure that your gutters are free of any debris. They're not clogged up. That rain is able to flow, get off the roof. And that's also, again, a great time to do that inspection, a visual inspection. Are you seeing any of those granules? We kind of look at asphalt shingles, especially like a set of tires, and that when that asphalt granules start to wear away, they will expose a fiberglass band underneath. And that's what that fiberglass mat is, what the asphalt is as adhered to. So it's kind of like when those tires are starting to wear and you get that silver, that metal band on the mm-hmm. outside. If you're starting to see like some shiny spots on your shingles, especially towards the edges, that can often be that underlayer of fiberglass starting to come through, which really means you're just about out of shingles and, you need to get that new layer of protection back on there.
Yeah. And I know last time your coworker was here, he was saying about the importance of having you guys come out now to take a look at things before a storm happens or a severe rain event happens. You can document the things that are wrong and kind of give them an idea of what to expect. So that way when it does happen, they're already in the system. They got the details. You can take care of them.
That's that's a great point, PJ, and you had a great callback from when James, one of our roofing consultants, was in. Again, doing that inspection ahead of time allows our team to not only document what the house was, heaven forbid something does happen, but we also have an understanding of the measurements of the home, of the materials that would be required. So, again, heaven forbid something does happen, you already have a contractor who has established record with you, if you will, and you're not trying to have to find somebody, vet them to make sure you feel confident and comfortable with them coming out and then doing the whole rigmarole already over. You can essentially make a phone call and say, hey, something happened. We need to go ahead and look at doing a replacement or getting our team out there to do a repair or whatever that may be. So, again, if you're just not sure or you want to have that peace of mind before we get a named storm in the Gulf, once the storm's got a name, the choice really isn't yours on what you can do. So, let's be proactive. We're here to help you any way we can. Again, we'd love to give the feedback or insights of, hey, there's nothing wrong with your roof. You got plenty of life left. But if there is something going on, let's go ahead and get it taken care of. Let's get that peace of mind so you don't have to worry about. It's just one less thing you'd have to worry about during a storm.
Yeah, absolutely. Ben Murphy's our guest from Quality Roofing Solutions, 437-1620, if you have any questions. So for somebody who's been putting off having their roof looked at, what's one thing you want them to take away from the discussion today?
I promise it's not as scary as it sounds or as intimidating as it may seem to have somebody come out and take a look at your roof. I might be a bit biased, but we've got an incredible team that's really, really friendly and happy to talk you through any questions you may have. We love to sit down with homeowners, especially husband and wives, and talk through not only what that roof replacement may look like, but we're also showing them photos of what we saw during that inspection. I actually had a chance a couple weeks ago to go ride around with one of our roofing consultants in the field, and it was just really cool to see the in-the-home experience with the homeowner, you know, answering any questions, reviewing the photos on the iPad, talking them through, hey, we noticed this, and really just being able to lay out a clear understanding of what they could come to expect by working with Quality Roofing. You know, we're not just dropping off a crew in your yard and saying good luck. We've got a quality assurance rep who's there throughout the installation day answering any questions. Cleanup is a huge component of our process. So we actually have a triple nail sweep guarantee, which I could probably spend too much time talking about that. But again, it's really, we're here to answer any questions a customer or homeowner might have about their roof.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, we do have somebody on the phone for you. So go ahead, caller, with your question for Ben. Are you still there?
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead with your question for Ben.
Yes, sir. I had my roof replaced by y'all back during after Sally. And I'll tell you, first off, they did a great job. The real steep pitch roof downtown. And, everything's great.
Fantastic.
Then the other day, right? And then the other day, I had a guy replace my gas hot water heater and thermostat. And he went out back and looked at the flue, whatever the thing that vent. And he says, who did your roof? And I told him, I said, did, you know, Quality Roofing. He says, they didn't put the double wall, you know, it's a gas hot water heater. And it looks like it's like a plastic black type vent on top. So I called y'all twice and nobody ever did anything. He says, well, was there a the person at the your company says, well, was there, you know, a double-walled galvanized pipe there? I said, yeah, sure was. As a matter of fact, the guy took pictures. Never heard back from y'all.
Well, I do appreciate well, I appreciate you calling in. I'm sorry that that was the interaction, but, hey, you got me on the phone now. And so if you wouldn't mind, if you could text in your name to PJ or the text line here. And
yeah, 437-1620. It's the same phone number that you called. You can just text in your information, and then we'll follow up with you after the show. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I'd love to. We'll make sure our team can reach out to you today.
Okay, and I do apologize. We're kind of running up against the top of the hour here. So,
again, thank you for the opportunity. We're definitely going to make that right. Quality Roofing Solutions is a locally owned and operated company, and our customers' experience at the end of the day is really what matters most. So even in instances like this, we know we're going to make it right. We're not going anywhere. We just need to make sure we have a communication issue. But thank you for the opportunity, of course, to be on, PJ. Looking forward to continuing to help homeowners. If you have any questions about your roof, you're not sure what's going on, we'd love an opportunity to help you out. Give us a call, 850-788-7691, or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Okay. And actually, we do have time for one or two more questions here real quick, and I want to make sure we squeeze them in. So kind of maybe on the tail end of that phone call, if something does go wrong after a job is finished, how do you handle, like, warranty repairs and callbacks?
That's a great question. Unfortunately, in that caller's instance, you know, there is a communication issue there, but we do offer a 10-year workmanship warranty. We've got a dedicated repair and warranty division who will ensure that our customers are taken care of. So we've got that 10-year workmanship warranty. Our primary shingle manufacturer, Certainty, their, I want to say, baseline or entry warranties, a 10-year material warranty. So there's a great line about that, or a great peace of mind that comes with that. But, of course, just giving our team a call, we're not going anywhere. Every review that comes in, good, bad, we respond to. We're here to make sure that our customers are taken care of, and we're not ghosting. That's for Halloween.
Well, once again, for that listener that called in, make sure you text us on the text line, 850-437-1620, and we'll get you, Ben will be in contact with you after the show.
Absolutely.
So how do your crews go above and beyond when it comes to protecting the customer's home and property, especially as you're wrapping up the project?
Well, that's a really big deal for us, and making sure it's not only about protecting that home and making sure you have the best roof system, but it's protecting that what's inside that home. So, like I mentioned earlier, we've got the triple nail sweep guarantee. So our team is not only going around with the magnetic roller and doing a sweep. This is, of course, after they've picked up the tarps, done their initial pass. They're doing the metal roller. They're doing a rake, and then they're doing a hand sweep as well. So, you know, even just things like that are a process that we have every crew, every team member is trained on. So if you have any questions, our team at Quality Roofing Solutions is happy to help. Get in touch with us, 788-7691, or visit QualityRoofingSolutions.com. EJ, I hope you have a quality day.
You too. Thank you.